The trickle was now turning into a stream. More G's, dozens now, thick among the burning cars. Funny thing about Zach, you always think he's going to be dressed in his Sunday best. That's how the media portrayed them, right? Especially in the beginning. G's in business suits and dresses, like a cross-section of everyday America, only dead. That's not what they look like at all. Most infected, the early infected, the ones who went in that first wave, they either died under treatment or at home in their own beds. Most were either in hospital gowns or pajamas and nightshirts. Some were in sweats or their undies or just naked, a lot of them completely buck bare. You could see their wounds, the dried marks on their body, the gouges that made you shiver even inside that sweltering gear. The second steel rain didn't have half the impact of the first. No more gas tanks to catch, and now the more tightly packed G's just happened to be shielding each other from a possible head wound. I wasn't scared. Not yet. Maybe my wood was gone, but I was pretty sure it'd be back when Zach entered the Artie's kill zone. Again, I couldn't hear the paladins too far back up the hill, but I sure heard and saw their shells land. These were standard HE-155s, a high explosive core with a fragmentation case. They did even less damage than the MLRs.
Why is that?
No balloon effect, for one. When a bomb goes off close to you, it causes the liquid in your body to burst, literally like a freaking balloon. That doesn't happen with Zach. Maybe because he carries less bodily fluid than us, or because that fluid's more like a gel, I don't know. But it didn't do shit, neither did the SNT effect.
What's SNT?
Sudden nerve trauma, I think that's what you call it. It's another effect of close-in high explosives. The trauma is so great sometimes that your organs, your brain, all of it just shuts down like God flicking your life switch. Something to do with electrical impulses or whatnot. I don't know. I'm not a fucking doctor.
But that didn't happen.
Not once. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's not like Zach just skipped through the barrage unscathed. We saw bodies blown to shit, tossed into the air, ripped to pieces, even complete heads, live heads with eyes and jaws still moving, popping sky high like freaking crystal corks. We were taking them down, no doubt, but not as many or as fast as we needed to. The stream was now like a river, a flood of bodies slouching, moaning, stepping over their mangled bros as they rolled slowly and steadily toward us like a slow-motion wave. The next kill zone was direct fire from the heavy arms, the tanks' main 120s and Bradleys with their chain guns and FOTT missiles. The Humvees also began to open up, mortars and missiles and the Mark 19, which are like machine guns but firing grenades. The Comanches came whining in at what felt like inches above our heads with chains and hellfires and Hydra rocket pods. It was a fucking meat grinder, a wood chipper, organic matter clouding like sawdust above the horde. Nothing can survive this, I was thinking, and for a little while it looked like I was right, until the fire started to die.
Started to die?
Petering out, withering.